There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and is no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and it's also International Praying for Vocations Day. So we're focus on Jesus the Good Shepherd, and we pray for more shepherds to come to the church. So we begin with Jesus, as everything should begin with Jesus. And Jesus today in the gospel begins with the opening line. It says, I am the Good Shepherd. Again, as we've talked about before, in John's gospel, this is part of the I am passages. I am the vine. I am the bread of life. I am the Good Shepherd. The word I am is the word Yahweh, is what Jesus is saying is I am God. And I who am God, I am the good shepherd. That this is the good shepherd who usually shepherds take care of the sheep to do what? To eat them, right? That's what shepherds do. They take care of, they take the stuff off too. But after they're all done with all the stuff, after they've used the sheep, they kill them and eat them. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, which means what? A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So Jesus, the good shepherd, doesn't kill us and eat us. Aren't you excited? He dies for us. He gives up his life for us. Everything is for us. Now today, as we focus on the good shepherd, we focus on the one priesthood of Jesus Christ. You know, the Pope, the bishops, the priests are all priests in Jesus, but there's only one priesthood. And we all have our priesthood in him. So that's why when the priest says Mass, in the middle of Mass when he's doing consecration, he is Jesus Christ. You got that? That's what we believe, the teaching of the church. He is Jesus. I become Jesus when I'm in the middle of consecration. So when I say, this is my body, it's Jesus saying, this is my body. And so all priests, all bishops, all the Holy Father, all participates in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ. They are the shepherds. Now, the problem has become is the sheep want to be the shepherds. It can't happen. There's only one Christ. And so what we need to do, instead of putting our shepherds down, we need to listen to them, because a sheep can't become a shepherd. It doesn't happen that way. We listen to the shepherd. So we listen to our Holy Father. We listen to our bishops. We listen to our priests. We don't dismiss them. We don't put them down. We don't sin against detraction. We don't do calumny. We don't do any of those things, because to do it to them is to do it to Jesus, the good shepherd. So we got to make sure our theology is correct. Because again, I was at a meeting a couple years ago. It was all men. And this one guy, he was a Catholic speaker. Again, a lot of the Catholic speakers are the ones going against the Pope and the bishops. And this Catholic speaker, you do know they make money on that. That's why they do it. It's like, that's what Jesus says here. The hired one makes money, and so they run. So it's interesting how many of these speakers would be speakers if they had to do it for free. if they didn't get 3,000, or there's one Catholic speaker I know who's on a big famous TV Catholic station asked for $10,000 to speak. Really? $10,000 in Jesus' name. But they're the ones going against the Pope and the Bishop. So here I'm at this meeting, and there's this speaker there, and he says, right in front of me, now you should know better. He says, the priests and the bishops have abandoned us, and they have failed us. And I got up and I said, sir, I have not failed anybody, and I haven't abandoned anybody, and you better watch what you're saying in front of me. Because I happen to be a shepherd. And the reality is, people can sit in the background and complain because you're not in the ring. You're not in the midst of doing it. It's easy to sit back and complain about the shepherds, but they're the shepherds. And we got to listen to the shepherds for our own salvation. We cannot, and some of you in this very church are trying to go against the shepherds. That's not of God. You're going against Jesus himself. So our job is to protect the shepherds, to pray for the shepherds, to build up the shepherds. Today, Pope Francis just ordained 9 guys in Rome, and he talked to them about how to be a good shepherd. And he says, you got to lay down your life for the sheep. Thank you. You got to hang out with the sheep. Thank you. He says, I want you as priests to make a vow today that you will never, ever publicly go against another priest. And then he says, I love the line, be a man. Go and deal with them yourself instead of just talking about them in homilies and talking about them and other things. Be a man and go and talk to them yourself. Whoa. So the Holy Father is being a shepherd and telling shepherds how to be shepherds. So we got to make sure that we are people who listen to the shepherds because they're the part of the one shepherd, Jesus Christ. The true shepherd, the good shepherd. And we're called to truly be pastors. But then today, of all days, we got to pray for more shepherds. Again, someone was something saying to me the other day, and I went and lost it. You know, people think I'm being more gentle, but I haven't really got that much more gentle. Because they were talking and complaining about the priest net again, I just said, no priest, no Eucharist. No priest, no forgiveness. You understand that? Now, Jesus can still give us self spiritually, but it's like saying, we don't need doctors. Okay, we have doctors here. Sorry, we don't need any doctors. We're going right to God now for all our stuff. You can do it. God can take care of you. God can heal you without a doctor. Is that correct? But normally, he uses you through a doctor. He heals you through a doctor. 2 of our music people here had great surgeries this year, this past week. Jim had a hip surgery and was out of the hospital and back home by the afternoon. How does that happen? Huh? And so that is a glorious and a great thing. And so Jeannie had her arm, her shoulder replaced that fast, doing better. So because of the doctors, people are healed. Because of priests and bishops and the Pope, people are healed. If you try to go around that, we call that Protestantism, right? We need the priests. We need the bishops. And there's so many, more than any other time on this time on earth, that they're talking about more guys when they're asking to be bishops. 1/3 of them are saying no. There are people refusing to be bishops now because they're targets. Instead of us defending them, we put them down. And again, we got to stop. And again, we got to beg God now for more priests. You know, I already got the 2 pagan boys before behind me, right? Priests, say yes, Father. Yes, Father. Can't lie to a priest, you're stuck now. Anyway, but the reality is that we need young men to say, I want to be priests, and we need to encourage them. Today, we need to pray for vocations. We need people to become part of the true shepherd, Jesus Christ. And we need men who are going to lay down their life for the sheep. That's what this day is about. We got to thank the good shepherd for laying down his life for us and having a grateful heart. We got to listen to the shepherds who are one with the true shepherd, Jesus Christ, and we got to beg God for more shepherds. You got it? You get it? Are you going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.